Hello, and welcome to the Adastra podcast. My name's Mark Cahoot, and I lead the North American governance practice for Adastra, a global data, AI, and cloud systems integrator. We're coming to you today from Atlanta at the occasion of FabCon and SQLCon 2026. And joining me today is Tamer Farag, Global Fabric Partner Lead at Microsoft. Tamer, warm welcome to the Adastra podcast. We're delighted to have you here today.
Thank you, Mark. I'm very happy to be here.
Great to see you. Thanks for taking this time. And let's start with you. Could you share a little bit about your journey at Microsoft, your current role, and what excites you most about the partner ecosystem around Fabric?
Yeah, thank you. So I've been with Microsoft for just over 25 years. I just finished my 25 years a couple of months ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've been in multiple roles in Microsoft. So throughout my journey, I took technical sales roles, I took marketing roles, I took roles in the Microsoft subsidiaries, I took roles in the head office. So I've been on a journey, and right now where I ended is I lead the Fabric ecosystem team. So that's the team that works with all our partners to make sure that we are helping them be successful. And we work with them every day to build their capabilities, build their teams, and support them through their journey to, you know, win deals with us.
Fabulous. So I imagine that you're dealing with the fact that that customers and clients today have data everywhere, in silos, fragmented, different departments, legacy systems, things like that. Could you give us a sense of how Fabric helps simplify this complexity to enable, for example, AI at scale by unifying your data?
Yeah, 100%, Mark. So I can imagine you're hearing it. We're hearing it every day.
Yeah.
Every single customer we are talking to is looking to adopt AI as a competitive advantage. And they're all excited about AI and they want to use it. But what they come to realize very, very quickly and very early is that if they just use the generative AI models without connecting it to their data, then they don't get a lot of value from it. The real value from AI is when it gets connected to data. And that's what we've been saying for a while, that data is the fuel that fuels, the AI revolution. So as you said, like, customers have built their data estate throughout years and years, and it's usually very fragmented. Mm-hmm. They have data in the cloud. They have data with multiple vendors of application that they're using. They have data with the different hyperscalers, and they need to get all this data in one place for the AI models
to be able to consume it, train, ground,
and reason over it.
Right.
So that's a big, big challenge for them. And that's the amazing thing about Fabric. The cool thing about Fabric is we don't actually ask them to go and move all this data into Fabric, because if we do, then this is a huge project and a huge complex project for them to move everything about Fabric. But one of the really amazing things is that we actually leave the data where it is and we connect to it where it is, and we put the security and governance over it, and then we present it to the generative AI models so that they can leverage it. And that's a really competitive advantage that we have over anything
else. Interesting. So you're putting the security and governance around it the moment it enters the Fabric ecosystem, or is it in the source systems themselves?
No, inside Fabric. So inside Fabric, we do this, but we leave it where it is, and then we go and connect to it. So we have, like, I don't want to go very, very technical, but we have like shortcuts where we can shortcut to the data, or mirroring where we can take a copy of the data and put it in Fabric. And we offer the mirroring completely for free to the customer, the cost of it. So we take care of the cost. Microsoft will bear the cost just to have the data there in Fabric. And then we build all the AI system on top of it.
So I'm intuiting from that starts can be relatively light. It doesn't mean tackling your entire data estate, but it also offers you a fresh start, from what I can tell, in terms of governance, controls around the data, et cetera, kind of thing, the moment you bring it in, without dealing with the entire source of legacy systems.
Exactly. That makes it a lot simpler.
Let's see if we can make this come alive a little bit, maybe for someone who hasn't seen Fabric live in action yet. How would you describe its value for those who are really thinking about seeking that competitive advantage through AI-driven transformation?
Yeah, so Fabric is a unified data platform for any organizations. It covers everything that they need, from Integrating all the data, or you know, doing ETL, all the data inside the data store. It has the data store, it has the data warehouse, it has also the the BI reporting, it has the real-time intelligence, and all of this is offered as SaaS, software as a service. So you actually don't have to worry at all about the infrastructure. You don't have to do any integration between the tool. They're all one tool, fully integrated. So all the teams inside the organization will work together in one interface, which is another amazing value prop there. And then on top of all of this, Fabric also offers one security model. So you secure the data one time, and then this flows everywhere, not only inside Fabric, but any other third-party tool that will connect to that data from outside Fabric, including like all the Office tools. So if you're connecting from Excel, we take care of everything to save that data so that you don't get into any scenarios of data proliferations or anybody extracting data from your systems outside your organization. So again, the fully integration, not having to worry about integrating everything, fully SaaS, very easy to use, and the security and governance that we provide, and then being a complete platform.
Sounds to me like it can be fairly transformational, because besides the functionalities you're talking about, it also brings different actors together in one place, from data engineers, right, building pipelines and things like that, ingesting all the way through to citizen data consumers and data analysts by the sounds of it. So that must fundamentally change the way of working for otherwise pretty siloed organizations.
100%. We, again, have all the personas in one environment, and they can all work together and collaborate together, which really, really accelerates the projects dramatically.
Tamer, I think you were touching on ease of implementation. I'd like to sort of drill into that a little bit. You've been pretty vocal about the importance of partners in helping Fabric scale in the market and in customer deployments themselves, a very big part of Microsoft's business model. What role do strong partners play in helping Microsoft drive adoption and real outcomes for your customers?
Yeah. Partners are critical for our success. Again, we're seeing huge momentum. I hope you heard this morning during the keynote, we have today 31,000 customers that adopted Fabric in the last 2.5 years. This is the fastest growing analytics platform in the world ever.
Wow.
So okay. Our job is to make sure that we can satisfy the demand and the momentum that we can do. Now, Microsoft is a large organization, but we don't have enough consultants and enough salespeople to go and do all of this. So this is where we rely on our partners 100%. We want to make sure that we have, as you said, strong partners that have the capability that can go and implement successfully and satisfy the need we're seeing with our customers. That's why I lead the partner success team, whose job is to prepare those partners, make sure that they have all the enablement, resources, and tools that they need to be successful.
Much more than an afterthought. So you work with hundreds of partners globally, I think. What qualities make a partner really stand out, right, as particularly effective in deploying the Fabric ecosystem?
Yeah, so actually the first trait that I think I care about the most is not something about their capability at all, but it's actually their customer focus. We really want partners that really focus on the customer and put the customer first and really think about the ROI that the customer is getting. So if we start with the customer, if they put the customer first, then this is where we're very, very successful. And those are the partners that we care about. After that, there come the capability, as I said. So we really focus on certifications. We want to make sure that the partners certify their teams and they have the right certifications around Fabric. So they have the capability, they're able to implement successfully.
You're building a standard
Yes, right? 100%.
A global standard, basically. That
100%.
One.
Because having the right resources that know the product, that know how to implement it, that know the best practices, that have invested in certifications, gives us the confidence that those partners are able to do that. And then we want to find partners that have multiple successful deployments so that we can trust them. And that's what we do with partners like Adastra that are Fabric feature partners for us. So engineering will stand behind those partners. They're connected to us. We work with them very, very closely, and we support them throughout their engagements.
Understood. Let's stay with the art of the possible a little bit. And I wonder if we can vision this a little bit by talking about concrete examples. With AI becoming central now, and really an agentic workforces becoming part of enterprise workflows, how do partners help drive adoption and business value? I'm just wondering if you can think of any recent examples where you've seen this done well.
Yeah, so I'd love to use an example from Adastra as well. So
okay,
Adastra has a couple of really good Canadian customers. So I didn't mention that in the beginning for your audience, but I live in Canada. I live in Montreal in Canada, and I'm very well connected to a lot of the Canadian partners, especially Adastra. So one of those customers is ChatGPT, and OpenAI was using a legacy BI system that wasn't giving them what they were looking for, and they had a lot of data that they were trying to bring together. And Adastra worked with them, again, as we said, to consolidate their data estate and migrate them from this legacy BI system to Fabric with Power BI. And they were able to realize amazing ROI from this migration and get them on the roadmap to go and adopt AI. So that's a very, very good, it's a very famous Canadian company, OpenText. A lot of the Canadians will know it. And they were able to really consolidate all their data estate after an acquisition where they had two companies that they were trying to merge their data estate together. So they merged them together.
Always challenging.
Migrated, 100%. Migrated from a legacy BI system, and they were able to implement this in record time, retire the legacy BI system, and move all the way to Fabric.
So more fuel for the business ecosystem.
100%.
Let's turn back to Fabric for a second. You talked about the 31,000 customers. That's an incredible acceleration in terms of adoption and product rollouts and market share in data and analytics platforms. From your perspective, what are the customers you're talking to here at FabCon, SQLCon, and otherwise asking for in 2026? What are their top of mind use cases that they're looking to solve?
Yeah, so we're seeing a couple of trends that are really, really interesting. The first one of them is real-time intelligence. We're seeing customers starting to think about BI or analytics and AI, not only reasoning on like historical data, but trying to do data now, like in real time, leverage it for their operations to optimize their operations. So we're seeing this across every industry. Like originally, when we used to talk about real-time intelligence, we only used to talk about like maybe manufacturing, IoT scenarios, but in banking, in healthcare, in financial services, we're seeing more and more demand for real-time intelligence. That's one trend that we're seeing everywhere. The other trend, of course, is related to AI. So we're seeing a lot of demand for chat with your data. Instead of just static reports or, customers just looking at graphs that have data, they want to go and ask questions to the data. Everybody's using Claude and they're just asking questions to the data. So we're seeing a lot of this. And then the third thing that we're seeing a lot of is the migration from legacy systems to a modern analytics system or unified data platform. So again, a lot of the customers that are still on-prem, that were hesitant to move to the cloud, AI has accelerated dramatically the move to the cloud and the move from legacy system because they need, as we said in the beginning, to establish their data estate in order for them to get all the benefits from AI. So those are the three scenarios that we're seeing a lot.
Interesting. It strikes me that there's incredible power in what you were talking about of real-time intelligence influencing operations much more broadly than ever before. I think that's a fundamental shift or a catalyst for business by the sounds of it.
100%.
We're sitting at the fifth FabCon, and maybe that's that we just talked about today. I'm curious about the product evolution and how it's matured and evolved over years. We talked about the business capabilities that customers are looking to enable now. Have you seen progression in the customer demand as well, what they were looking for in years past and where we are today?
Yeah, I mean, we've been working very, very hard. So when we move to products like Fabric SaaS, we actually have a new release every single week. Mm-hmm. So that's how fast we're releasing things. And every single month, we combine all those and we release like an update to everybody in the world to tell them about what we release. So we've been, as a company, investing heavily in building the Fabric capabilities in the past 2.5 years. And we think that we've reached a maturity level now that satisfies the needs for every single customer there. Today, for example, I'm really excited about it, so I have to mention this one. We just announced that we are adding planning to Fabric. So, you know, historically, analytics tools or BI tools used to reason on the history, what was happening, and then, as I said, with real-time intelligence, what is happening right now, and then what will happen in the future with planning. So we just added planning to Fabric. And I think this will open the doors for, you know, a lot of customers to leverage it to really accelerate their transformation. So we're really excited about this.
Tamer, we've talked about a lot and we're almost out of time, but let me just ask you one closing question, ask you for nuggets. For someone listening today who wants to leverage Microsoft Fabric and the partner ecosystem to drive real impact, lightning round, what advice would you give them as to a starting point?
Yeah, so again, the first thing is, again, go explore the product yourself. You can get a free trial right away. But go and talk to a partner, because the partners will be able to go and do an assessment for you, do an envisioning session for you, understand your environment and what they can do to help you. So again, talking to one of our partners and sharing with them your vision, your roadmap, what you're focusing on, your business goals. This is not like just an IT discussion, but this is a business transformation discussion. Sharing this with the partners, letting them assess your environment and tell you which tools to go and help you in delivering on your vision will be the first step there.
So your partners are a resource, basically, for 100%. To leverage. Tamer, thank you very much for taking this time. I know what we had 8,000 people at FabCon today. Keynotes were today. It's been a long day, so really appreciate you sitting down with us. It was a very insightful conversation. I'm taking away from this really that how this gives you a chance for a new start, a controlled environment, starting small, starting relatively easier than one might anticipate if one is used to system development in the past, and how Fabric enables that. So thank you very much for being with us.
And thank you, Mark, for having me here. Really a pleasure.
And to our audience, if you've enjoyed today's discussion, thank you for joining us. Please be sure to like and subscribe to this Adastra podcast series for more insights on data, analytics, AI, and partner-led innovation. Until next time, thank you for being with us, and so long for now from FabCon and SQL Quant 26 in Atlanta.